I got to share this with you. One of the youngsters yesterday, we were talking about jazz, blah, 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 and somebody had told him, he said, "Yo, man, you know, when jazz came up and it formed with classical music," I said, "Where'd you get that from? Classical musicians think they're the greatest musicians in the world. And jazz musicians were playing some of the greatest music in the world." I used to belong to an organization. A woman said, "We love jazz." She said, and I always said, classical music, the majority of those songs are 150 years old. So what's so great about them? They've been played literally thousands of times. Whenever you get on the bandstand as a jazz musician, it's instant composition. Never played twice.
Right.
You know, and I got that from Oscar Peterson. Instant composition. It's a lady in L.A. now who's married to a boy from Edmonds. She used to be the educational director for the Pasadena Symphony Orchestra. I have a program called Jazz for We People that I started in 1981. Everything was structured. It looked like it wasn't structured, but there was a structure to it. There were lessons. There was the call response. There was kids interacting with musicians. And the whole idea is to introduce them to this fine world of music that we know. And I think that's really been my greatest thing that I've ever done, because it ran until I stopped doing it. She formed a thing called Classical Notes. Jazz musicians on one side of the room, classical musicians on this side. They each play. They talk about it, and then they come together. Well, I moderated one. It was a tall lady who's a first trumpet player for the LA Phil. I walked over, "Hey, I'm watching the record," shook everybody's hand. We all get together and jam at the end. I said, "Have you all worked on tunes?" She said, "Yeah, we decided to play London Bridge Comes Tumbling Down." I said, "Wow, it's interesting. We do the same thing. What key?" And that threw her off, because she just assumed that we didn't know it, you know. But if you know the head, the rest of it is pure jazz. So we end up playing it. So the French horn player said, "Hey, man, what's your name?" I said, "My name is Washington Rucker." "So you and I played together." Well, I said, "We probably did a record date, you know." And I told him about the few big record dates that I've done where they use French horn play. He said, no. He said, "Were you ever in the Navy?" I said, "Yeah." "That's where I know you. You that cat that they took out the band and put that white boy in there." And everybody got quiet, because he knew the same story. He was in the Navy band when it happened.
Wow. So when the classical players are playing and you join them, how does that work? Because they're so given to the notes, and you guys are just going the way you feel.
Okay, but if you play London Bridge Come Tumbling Down, it has a melody. It's the same melody that the jazz players, they just use a different approach of playing the same melody. She said we'd play this, and they might have played it with the stiff classical, but highly executed.
Right.
But the jazz musicians played a lot looser. So when we got together and played it, hey, they played it their way, we played it our way.
What a great sound that had to be.
Oh, it took off. And I told her to bring it here, and she's just now redoing this thing. You look her up. Her name is Jerry Price, and she's doing this. Because she called me about a month ago. She said, "I'm doing it again." I said, "I told you a long time ago to do it. You develop that. You conceptualize that, not the Pasadena Philharmonic."
So this might be a good time then to say, you're saying magic and grooves cannot be written on paper.
No, grooves cannot be written. The young boy yesterday, I'm sorry, young man, you're on the Hanson Brothers, we were talking. He said, "Man, we just met Bill Withers." I said, "Yeah, I know him. He's not a really great friend of mine, but I know him." He said, "You ever play with Withers?" I said, "No, that's got James Gatson." Gatson is a drummer friend of mine. I said, "Gat plays those 16th notes on the hi-hat like that." He said, "Where do you get that from?" I said, "The church." And Gat came out of Kansas City. He's playing. The Japanese love him because they can't put it in a computer, because you can't put feeling in a computer.
Right.
You know, no matter how hard they try. So we talked about it, and I told him the difference in the Gat plan. Gat can't read a note, but he can play. He just plays. Now, Gat has called me for reading gigs. I did a film called Mob City, and Gat called me because he knew there was some reading involved. He said, "Now, Washington Rucker, the cat you want to call." And I played it, and it was all improvisation. The musical librarian handed me a blank piece of paper. She said, "This is what we're playing with just a title." She said, "Just play what you feel." Gat could have played that.